Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part 4 of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
7:30. Here, Vancouver, back on the Pacific Coast here. I'm Gek. Exploding Head Movies is about to start. And of course, oh no, I'm back.
Buenos Aires. Argentina, Buenos Aires, el puerto de Santa María del Buen Aire,
from their 2004 album La Revancha del Tango. That was the Parisian Project, Gotan Project, and we heard Santa Maria del Buen Aire, which refers to part of the official name for Buenos Aires, Buenos Aires being Spanish for fair wind, near the bottom of the Rio de la Plata. And for those of you who watched the remake of the Japanese film Shall We Dance, that was used as the main dance sequence there. And Gotan Project, as I bring things back up again, it's based out of Paris, combination of Eduardo Makarov, Philippe Cohen-Solal, and Christophe H. Mueller, a Swiss, a Frenchman, and an Argentine fella. And they work with the traditional Argentine sounds of the tango, but in an electronic fashion. And they're always a great source of sort of a loungy type of style there. In the background, this is one of the well-known tango performers. This is Astor Piazzolla off of Suite Punta del Este, referring to a beach in Uruguay. Highly clubby, poppy, dancey, jet set, and really built style, which means it's unaffordable for anyone else. This is Chin Chin. So, welcome to Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's, I would say, phenomenal inaugural BC Family Day here at radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web anywhere there's an internet connection at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I am profoundly jet-lagged here, so this intro, along with most of what I'm going to be saying for the rest of the show, is going to be kind of addled. But I'll do my best, my most anyways, until 9 o'clock. Phone number at the station here is 604-822-2487. Although at this point, if you're going to call, make it short and sweet. Don't ramble on. I'm not going to take any requests. This is not that kind of frame of mind that we're in at this point. But you can always email me, radiofreegack@gmail.com, for ideas that I always consider for the future. So, I just want to thank Darren Gall and Val Cormier, who ably filled in for the past few weeks while I was away in South America. And I still have a chance to actually download and listen to those shows, but based on what I saw on the play sheets there, they gave you a wide array. I know on Darren's side, since he provides stereoscopic readouts, sounds that way. It was a whole bunch of Psych and whatnot. I saw some references to Wonderwall and Psych Out, so I do look forward to that. And for a time, Mr. Gall was supposed to actually be here to help me out with the show, because I figured I would not be operating at 100%. Not that I usually work at 100% here, but at the same time, too, he caught the flu something bad. A little bit of a short notice thing there, so do rest up. Do take care of yourself. Hopefully it's nothing related to any interior redecorating that's happening with the kitchen there. But at some point, I would like to have Darren on the show, because he was set to actually have a whole bunch of Chilean and Uruguay psych and other underground rock music that definitely does not get played on the radio there. So, just to recap the trip that I had done, I flew into Santiago a couple Saturdays ago, and then at that point headed east along that parallel. So from Chile, crossed over the Andes, over the Liberator's Pass, into Mendoza, the wonderful wine country there along the Andean footplains there. I took an overnight bus over to Buenos Aires briefly before hopping over the ferry into Montevideo in Uruguay before then ending for 4 days in Buenos Aires. So, first part of the show is basically kind of like, kind of recap parts of that trip there with some of the music I collected. And then we're going to pick up where we left off, or at least I left off, with the Oscar-nominated profile scores. And we're going to look at Alexander Desplat's work for Ben Affleck's adaptation of The Canadian Caper. And that would be Argo. So, we're going to start off with a Chilean 7-inch I picked up in Santiago. And this actually features production by John Spencer of The Blues Explosion here. And I'm just going to duck into it right away because I left the actual sleeve elsewhere and I'm not relying on any notes. But at the very least, we're going to have a little bit of rockabilly here. Then we're going to actually listen to two vintage Argentine rock acts that I spoke with one of the record store owners in a place, the Barrio, or neighborhood in Buenos Aires, in Palermo. There's a place called Exiles Records, and the staff there tuned me to these two things. So, brace yourself. I'll cover all the information you need to hear after this. So, there's an Exploding Head Movies here. CITR Vancouver.
Thank you. February 28th at Gossip Nightclub. Godzilla bankroll, stole some Cillion, no I ain't got it all, that means I'm barely home. Boo Block Tour with Ghostface Killah and Sheik Louch. Featuring Trinity Chris, Greg Beamish, Stroker DeLuca, Northwest Division, and DJ Shell Shay and J Soul. Tickets available online at ticketzone.com and unionevents.com. Or at Beat Street, Dip, Eastside Urban Wear, Red Cat Records, and Zulu Records.
To the disco on that Saturday night. You know, you really look good. You know, I felt all right. We walked down to that disco on that Saturday night. You know, I really look good. You know, I felt all right.
disco baby disco when you're dying in your bed. Disco baby disco when you're crying in your head. Disco baby disco, you don't know rock and roll. Disco baby disco's gonna satisfy your soul, yeah. I've been told the streets of heaven align with gold. I don't know, but I've been told the streets of heaven align with gold. What am I get much worse if the Russians get up there first? Hey, disco baby disco, do it when you're down. Disco baby disco, do it upside down. Disco baby disco, riding in your bed. Disco baby disco, you're dancing on your head, yeah.
You may have heard some adjusting there of about level qualities. I got a call from someone listening to the internet feed and saying that it was peaking. Although a current investigation based on a couple computers doesn't show anything that way, but I've scaled things a little bit down, a little lower, just to help out that way. But if you do notice anything else, do let me know. 604-822-2487. Ah, what happened there? Plenty. All from South America. So that's that start off. A little bit of a verbal intro there by Matt Verderay. From Speedball Baby. And that was the Chilean duo Porosky. And we heard the A-side to a 7-inch. It was called El La Linea. And it's a duo, although primarily headed by Alejandro Gomez. And what happened is he worked with John Spencer, who invited him up to record an album called Testado. But this was sort of like an independent sort of record that way. And it's sort of based, at least Porosky, on the idea of the stray dogs that run throughout Santiago, of which there are a lot. And Santiago being in Chile, it's along the Andean Mountains, just along the hills there. It was a gorgeous way to sort of start off a trip before heading east through the treacherous Liberator's Pass. It's sort of like a 28 switchback highway. It was under construction, renovation at that point, so only one lane was open. So that made for a little bit of adventure. Then we heard what translates as rabid fish, and that was Pescado Rabioso. And we heard off of their 1973 album, Artao, we heard La Sed Verdadera. And this is one of the projects that Argentine musician Luis Alberto Spinetta had. This lasted from 1971 to 1973, and it's highly valued in the Argentine rock world. And upon discussing what El Flaco, as his nickname was, or otherwise L.A. Spinetta, he had various other bands as well, too. Listened to a little bit of Almendra, which was one of his first ones. But there's been some other stuff. It just goes on, like Invisible, Spinetta Jade. And yeah, he's been... he had been working quite some time up until last year when he actually passed away February 8th last year due to lung cancer at the age of 62. But he was quite the musician. Then we closed off with an 80s band, as you can hear by all the production that we heard there. And that was Sumo. They mixed a bit of post-punk with reggae and ska there. It was headed by an Italian-born Luca Prodan, and they actually were based out of England in some ways, but originally they're from the Buenos Aires, at least the Hurlingham Barrio. And off of there, what year was this album from? 1985 album Divididos por la Felicidad. We heard De Bebe. Although, as you heard, De Bebe is DBD, sort of initials, pronounced in the Spanish way, Disco Baby Disco. And, a lot of their songs were performed in English. But they only lasted from 1981 to 1987. Now, the background representing Uruguay, although this actually appeared on the soundtrack to The Motorcycle Diaries. This is, I always get the name pronounced wrong here, Gustavo Santaolalla. And we've been hearing Fiery Skews from that 2004 soundtrack. And when I said Astor's name before, I always forget the double L in Argentina is pronounced as a Z. So the other Z's in his name is pronounced as an S, so it's actually Astor Piazzolla. And the piece that I spoke over before was actually used in 12 Monkeys. Great stuff off of Sweet Punta del Este. Anyways, I'm Gak. It is approaching 8 o'clock here, and I'm throwing my entire plan here out of whack, but you have to kind of sort of run on your feet sometimes. It's the benefit of live radio here, and this is live radio here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And one big thing that happened while I was away, and I hate to dwell upon it because he's feeling sick, but no, Darren Gall was supposed to be here, but in his feverish state and his coughing, for the safety of everyone involved here at the station, we've had him quarantined at home with his dear dog. But my bloody Valentine, big thing that happened when I was away is that, after 22 years, an actual album got released, MBV, taking their initials. Comprising of music that had actually been written like back in the early 90s, but Perfectionist Streak and other things sort of kicked in this way. And it's been a fascinating album to listen to because you can sort of hear some of the styles that they had with the shoegaze, and they're just sort of like crazy guitar production that way. But Kevin Shields, the main man behind My Bloody Valentine, had indicated that he had been inspired by drum and bass at times, and throughout the album, especially towards the end, you can actually hear the drum patterns that way, being the sort of the amen break repeated constantly. However, that wall of noise from the guitars and all the swirling that way, that definitely takes prevalence here, and it's kind of surprising to hear that, first off, My Bloody Valentine actually released an album, but they've sort of gone their own way, because at the time they were sort of in the forefront of what people were expecting pop music to be like, and maybe the expectations of sort of redefining it further weighed upon them heavily, and that's why release was delayed, but many other factors always can kick in that way. But anyways, from MBV, this is My Bloody Valentine here with In Another Way here on CITR Exploding Head Movies. But this is still Gustav here. You'll know when My Bloody Valentine kicks in.
Did you do really well in a first or second year course? Want to make a difference in the UBC community and school communities around the world? Join Students Offering Support, or SOS, and become a tutor today. Math, accounting, economics, psychology, engineering courses, French and Spanish, statistics, and more. If you aced it, Students Offering Support wants you to help other students ace it too. Check out UBCStudentsOfferingSupport.com for more information.
Featuring a cover by Chevalier Avant-Garde, or actually, sorry, a cover of a Chevalier Avant-Garde. That was Free Love Fenner out of Montreal, and that was Mint. And you can find that off of the beautiful University of Montreal station, CJLO, 1690 AM. You Related, Volume 7, Montreal Artists, covering other Montreal artists. I played some stuff from that compilation in the past. It's a great way to sort of take a look at past Canadian music, whether it is poppy beyond belief like Giovanelli or just like obscure stuff, you know, Dutch says, things like that. Well worth a listen. I think it is available on Bandcamp. If not, just go check out CJLO's website and you'll find information that way. In the background, this is Tim Hacker and Daniel Lapitan off of the Instrumental Tourist album. This is Uptown Psychedelia. We actually will be getting psychedelic for this next little set, and we're actually going to start veering away, as you can tell, since we were doing Montreal, away from the South American thing. A little bit of some quick set changing here. Stuff like this happens. It's alright. You have to sort of play on your feet, think on your toes. It's how I often travel as well, too. Originally, I had plans actually to go up when I was in Chile and Argentina, go up north to the Atacama Desert, as the region of Salta, but as it turns out, 24-hour bus ride, kind of long, $400 flight to get to either an $8 hostel room or a $100 spa, because all the hotels and places were booked there. So something that didn't work into the cards for me, but based on my travels, it is close enough to Bolivia and Paraguay that both of those places are worth a visit. So then extending a little dip down south could work, but that involves planning. Sometimes plans, if you don't plan for failure, you fail to plan. I don't know, my brother was telling me something on the phone today, something like that, and all we did was laugh. Anyways, Modern Psychedelia. When Darren was on filling in for the show a couple weeks ago, he did play some of Melody's Echo Chamber. And this actually, the song I'm about to play is off of their self-titled debut, but this is actually from a live session. I forget which station it was for. I think it was either for one of the SiriusXM things, but I found it So the Aquarium Drunkard site. So I think that tells me it's a Sirius XM thing. So this is the Wonderful Melodies Echo Chamber, taking a bit of the approach that the Tame Impala production sound and see how it translates live. This is going to be crystallized here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
World of Wine is back in town for the 35th annual Vancouver International Wine Festival, February 25th to March 3rd. 55 amazing events featuring 175 wineries from 15 countries. Don't miss the latest and greatest vintages. Tickets on sale now at vanwinefest.ca.
Got in from the prairies. Man, it was
In the background from Halifax, this is Gypsophilia, off of their album, Constellation. I forget when it came out. I believe it was last year. I always be proven wrong. And at this point, I'm juggling so much stuff right now, I can't tell. I believe it is last year, beyond the record. But this is at Montreal, or Montreal. They do have the E accent, aigu. Then we heard from the Prairies, the Hans Stamer Band. This was something that I caught not on the CBC Blues show, Saturday Night Blues. Fantastic stuff there. It's singer, harmonica player Hans Stamer. Phenomenal guitar work as well, too. And that was Mama, Don't You Hear Me Call. And that's off the 1972 album, Dig a Hole. Now, in the midst of juggling everything else, and as you heard, punching the microphone there, good news, I think at this point the levels are okay. And based on what I'm seeing on the board, well, if I back up a bit as well from the mic, things should be sounding all right. So hopefully the only thing that will go wrong is whoever is actually manning the controls here, which is me. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. So at this point, we're going to tuck into two of the songs that were nominated for Best Original Song. Previously, we had heard, this is now exercising my brain because it has been a while. Yeah, I'll look that up later. Sorry. But at the very least, we do have two of the songs that are nominated, of the five that were nominated this year. I always keep thinking just Skyfall by default, but that's already been played ages ago. Yeah, but we'll find it. At the very least, this comes from a documentary that follows Ice Flow. And the main score for this, which is called Chasing Ice, was done by J. Ralph, which is the American Josh Ralph. He's been nominated for Academy Awards in the past for a lot of his stuff. And he actually won a Sundance Award for his score for Chasing Ice. And it sounds fantastic as well, too. But the song was nominated, and it was sung by Scarlett Johansson, the actress. And she's released several albums on her own. There's one that she worked with Dave Sitek from TV on the Radio that was all Tom Waits covers, which was real ethereal and hazy. And this sort of continues in the vein, but again, it sounds smoky and smoldering, which is totally what you think about when it's ice. So, from Chasing Ice, we're going to be listening to Scarlett Johansson and J. Ralph, and this is Before My Time, and then we'll listen to the nominated song from Ted, here on CITR.
Words are lazy, my thoughts are hazy, but this is one thing I'm sure of. Everybody needs a best friend. I'm happy I'm yours. You got a double who brings you trouble, and though you're better without me, everybody needs a best friend. I'm happy I'm yours. A fool could see decidedly that you're a 10 and I'm a 3. A royal breed is what you need. So how do you come to be stuck with a bummer like me? You got a head full of someone dreadful, but how the someone adores you. Everybody needs a best friend. I'm happy I'm yours. Could see decidedly that you're a 10 and I'm a 3. A royal breed is what you need. So how do you come to be stuck with a bummer like me? Oh, you got a head full of someone dreadful, and yet alas, that someone adores you. Everybody needs a best friend. I'm happy I'm yours. Just a clown, and I'll bring you down, but you just don't care, 'cause you're best friend is me.
So from the soundtrack to Ted, a.k.a. the Seth MacFarlane teddy bear film that came out, that was Ms. Nora Jones, who actually appears as herself in the film as she sings this number. Everybody Needs a Best Friend, written by Walter Murphy, who does a big portion of the music for most of Seth MacFarlane's work, including Family Guy, American Dad, and of all things, he was best known for his weird disco adaptation of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. You know, Fifth of Beethoven, that crazy stuff that way. And then, yes, before that, we heard J. Ralph with the beautiful, ravishing Scarlett Johansson there. I'm sure J. Ralph is equally beautiful and ravishing himself, too. But I'll have to find a photo. But anyways, from the Chasing Ice soundtrack, that was Before My Time. And both of those songs are two of the five nominated songs for Best Original Song this year. Past episodes, I have profiled, we looked at Pi's Lullaby from Life of Pi, and then from Les Miserables. How could I forget, suddenly, the new song that way? So, over the past few weeks, you have heard all five of the nominated songs. But with Skyfall nominated, and I sort of played the soundtrack before, I will look at it next week, along with the other soundtrack, Lincoln, by John Williams. So, expect a little bit of a Skyfall redux, but a short thing. We'll focus mostly on John Williams's Lincoln. At that point. Anyone in the background, this is Foa. I can not pronounce this, but it is spelt Ala Al-Habab. This is found through their SoundCloud. Great Vancouver production team here. So this vaguely Persian element soundtrack this way, this will segue into what we'll listen for Argo, but since it was filmed in Iran, and this song actually does appear on a compilation, and it's simply called Iran, from the Mammoth Cave Recording Company, formerly out of Lethbridge, Alberta, but now out of Toronto, we're going to listen to Radians here. This is simply a song called Iran. Not Iran. Not like the Lonely Island thing, but Iran. The country. With an N. Here, on Exploding Head Movies.
We'll be right back. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Burnley Allen Rocky Jones, born in 1941, is an internationally known political activist in the areas of human rights, race, and poverty. He rose to prominence first as a member of the Students' Union for Peace Action during the 1960s and later as a successful lawyer. Rocky has always been willing to fight for the poor and dispossessed, whether as a founding member of the Black United Front of Nova Scotia and the National Black Coalition for Canada, or helping to establish the Black Inmates Association and the Native Brotherhood of Dorchester and Spring Hill. A recipient of many awards, Jones continues to work for a society that is open to all persons, regardless of race, color, creed, or economic standing.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Get your Midweek Roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9, and www.citr.ca.
We'll be right back.
So from the soundtrack to Argo, we just heard A Spy in Tehran. And in the background, this is cleared Iranian airspace. And this is orchestrated and composed by Alexander Desplat. And this is the third of the nominated Oscar scores this year that have been profiled here so far in Exploding Head Movies. Before Val and before Darren filled in for me, I did take a look at two of them before, and that would be Michael Dana's work for Life of Pi. And then, I can't believe my memory is this atrocious right now. This tells me when I go into work tomorrow, or no, Wednesday. Thankfully, I took tomorrow off. When I go into work Wednesday, it's going to be I won't remember my password at all. It was, Anna Karenina. So, Alexander Desplat has been one of the busiest composers going right now since he started off with a couple of French films from his native France. But ever since his work in 2003's The Girl with the Pearl Earring, he's been almost doing 6 or 7 scores a year. We heard him earlier this year with Zero Dark Thirty, and I did profile some of his work from Moonrise Kingdom, but it's for Argo, for which he was nominated. And this is Ben Affleck's 3rd or 4th directorial work. And this focuses on the Canadian caper, the Iranian hostage situation in 1979. And this film adaptation is based on declassified documents from the U.S. government and the CIA involving the work of a fake Hollywood production allowing a 6 American embassy staff to escape Tehran in conjunction with the Canadian government, and specifically the Canadian ambassador at the time, Ken Taylor, as Canadians working on a fake sci-fi film. So the film adheres to a bit of like the All the President's Men, sort of a 70s grainy stock look, very intense close-ups in offices, people yelling and stuff like that. And the narrative in this way shows a lot more of the CIA side of things. So a lot of the Canadian efforts at that point were downplayed. Of course, it's for dramatic license and whatnot. And there's a bit of a controversy when it actually was screened at the Toronto Film Festival, where everyone's like, Ben, you do realize that the guy who actually helped out is right here, and he can give you some information. So a couple little rewrites were required in the postscript that was added to sort of help elaborate that a bit. And Desplat was picked in part based on his interest in Middle Eastern music. And as we'll hear through the score, it uses a partial orchestra, conventional Western orchestra, although the woodwinds are really scaled back. And there's going to be a series of soloists. We'll also hear the instruments, the ney, the oud, the kamenetki, and as we heard from A Spy in Tehran, I love the fantastic percussion there. One of the things that I will definitely highlight when you hear it is there's going to be a blend of Western music, similar to the piano here in the background, and the intense Iranian sounds that way. But do pay attention to the vocals, because there's a highly sort of like silent, whispering, percussive feel to it. It adds an intense element that way. So, from Alexander Desplat's Oscar-nominated score to Argo, we're going to start off with The Mission before leading into Breaking Through the Gates here on CITR, Exploding Head Movies.
Thank you.
So from Alexander Desplat's score to Argo, we started that set off with the mission, then we heard the business card, then we heard sort of the tension ratchet up there with breaking through the gate, and then we heard sort of the kind of like, I don't know about elegiac, but somewhat solemn, what we just closed off there, and that was bizarre. And in the background, this is Familian, who also appears on the soundtrack, and this is a traditional Iranian song. I'll probably screw up the pronunciation, but it's Hase Tuto Guagua. Probably something else, but yeah, that's the best as I can do right now, especially with all the Spanish I've been picking up as of late. So I've been hoping to do actually a show specifically on Alexander Desplat in the past, but it's reaching a point right now. He's just releasing far too much music right now. And you think about like scores that he has been nominated for in the past. At least I've touched on his work that he's done for The King's Speech, The Fantastic Mr. Fox, and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button in the past. So I definitely have Desplat covered in certain ways, but if he's releasing a score every 2 months, it's going to get totally ridiculous that way. So that ends pretty much this episode of Exploding Head Movies, my return back from South America, all addled and whatnot. Coming up in about 5 minutes or so, or less, it is going to be The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and he will guide you to the midnight hour. If you missed any of this week's episode, well, that might be a good thing in the end, but the music was solid enough, host withstanding. But do keep your eyes peeled. Just go to CITR.ca, click on the schedule on the podcast link that way, and you'll find it there. You'll find the links that you can download. Otherwise, you can go to iTunes, search for CITR that way, and you'll find it. It will be gold. Otherwise, if you are on the social media or whatnot, I try to upload the MP3 from the podcast on the Mixcloud, and at that point, propagate it to Facebook, to Twitter, to Google Plus, to Tumblr. So we'll run it that way. So next week, as promised, we'll take a look at John Williams' score for Lincoln, which is also up for an Oscar, and then we'll take a look again at Skyfall. So since I left North America before, wow, I'm lost with that thread completely. The show I had played before I went to South America, I played a Pete Shelley song called Homo Sapien. And originally I was going to close with the LCD Sound System that riffs on it, but I can do that now. So, from Sound of Silver, we're going to listen to LCD Sound System with a song appropriate for me, sometimes. North American Scum. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. Hopefully you had a fantastic inaugural BC Family Day here. And we'll see you in 7 days.
We don't have those. So where's the love? Where's the love? Where's the love? tight.
You are listening to CRTR FM 101.9. The time is